7017. Alright, you know, you ready to play some games?
Yeah.
Okay, first I'm gonna have you hit whatever buzzer you want. Go ahead and hit one of the colors. Which one?
I'm gonna go with the most sonic themed one I can.
Why is that one the most sonic one?
Because Sonic is blue.
Blue?
Yeah.
Whoa. Alright, let's open our game binder. We're gonna start with our red game first. So what I want you to do is tell me the letter and what this is a picture of.
A apple.
Can you think of anything else that starts with an A?
Alligator.
That's a good one.
B boy.
Anything else that starts with a B?
Bouncy ball.
That's a good one too. Both of those words started with B.
C, cookies.
Any other words?
Cupcake. I'm in the sweets. D, duck. I think of another word, dingleberry. That's what my dad calls me sometimes. E, elephant. Electromagnetic oil.
Whoa, that's a big word.
Yes. Just getting wrong. F, fish. Flipper. G, guitar. Get the giraffe. H, house. Hubba hubba ha hawk. Being silly. I, ice. Icky flicky. Icky flicky. J, juice. Jingle jang.
Is that a word?
Yeah, I don't know. I just make up words sometimes. K, key. Kinkle kank. Kinkle kank. L, leaf. Lily lick.
You're good at coming up with two words.
M, monkey. Big silly face. Funny. And nose. Knick knack.
That one starts with a K. Can you think of any other ones to start with an N?
Let me see. Noah, that's my name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Oh, orange. Or the aquarium.
What?
Or the aquarium.
Oh.
P, plate. Peacock.
That's a good word.
Q, quack. Quick quack. Quick quack. Quack quack. R, red. Ripple. Ripple. S, spider. Spickle speck. T, table. Tickle tick. Tickle tick. U, umbrella. Abba abba.
That was not a word. Do you think of anything else to start with a U? What about, instead of going over, you go?
Under. V, vacuum. Vicarious. Vicarious. A vacuum that picks up licorice. Watch. Wicker Whacker.
What?
X-ray.
X is kind of hard. You know an instrument that starts with that?
It's true.
X-ray. X-o-rollin'. Why yogurt? Yikup! Yikup.
What about this one?
Z. Zebra. Zeb.
Where did you find a zebra? At the...
Africa.
Yeah. Africa. Or if you were to see one here, maybe at the zoo? Can you say zoo? We're all done with that game. Go ahead and hit one of the buzzers.
Tails!
That's, you hit the orange one, and we're going to play the orange game. Oh. So this one's numbers, so can you go ahead and say the numbers for me?
One, two, three. I can count all the way to 240.
Okay.
Four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Wait.
We tricked you.
What in the?
What's this one?
20. Mm-hmm. 25.
What do you think the next one's gonna be?
30.
You got it. What about the next one?
35.
We tricked you again.
What in the world? I thought I was good at math.
What about this one?
45. What? How is that? This isn't number logic. I was so good at number logic.
You're doing a great job. What's this number?
50.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming next. Mm-hmm. Seven, 60? Mm-hmm. I knew it was that. 70, 80, 90, 100.
Nice. It's gonna jump again.
120. Mm. Oh, 102.
No, what about
200.
200, there you go. Yeah.
500.
Mm-hmm. This one's a big one.
1,000.
Mm-hmm. What about math? Have you done some math in school?
Mm.
Can you say the full thing for me? 9 plus 7 equals 16. Good job.
Mm. 19 plus 1 equals 20.
What about 19 minus 1?
18. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Can you say the full thing?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job. Have you done multiplication?
No.
No? You want to just say the numbers for me then?
6 times 3 equals 18. What? I didn't know that. 21
divided by
3
equals 7. Awesome. All right, you did a great job on the numbers one. You can go ahead and hit one of the buzzers.
The only one that really seems Sonic mean to us is Amy.
Amy?
Yeah.
What?
It's Sonic's girlfriend.
Oh, is she purple?
No, kind of pink, but...
Oh, that's the closest to pink, right?
That's the closest.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So for this one, we're going to do some of these big cards. And some of these words are going to be pretty silly. So, if we have one bell, now we have two... Two bells. Mm-hmm. Can you say two bells?
Two bells.
So we have one crib. One. Now we have two
cribs.
Mm-hmm. So this is, we're going to call this a pipe. So we have one pint. Now we have
two pints.
Yeah. This is a rock.
Yeah, we.
So one rock. Now we have
two rocks.
We're gonna call this a foo. So if we have one foo, now we have
two foos.
This is a cow. So if we have one cow, now we have
two cows.
We're gonna call this a light.
Okay.
So one light. Now we have
two lights.
This is a brib. So if we have one brib,
two ribs.
This is a yawk.
Yawk.
Mm-hmm. So we have one. Now we have
two yawks.
What's this?
Shoe. Two shoes.
We're gonna call this a mip.
Okay.
She's a mip.
Mip.
Mm-hmm.
Mip. Two mips.
Mm-hmm. This we're gonna call a smide. So now we have
two smides.
This we have one yag. Now we have
two yags.
We're gonna call this a snack. So if we have one snack, now we have
two snacks.
So last one, this is a cup. We have one cup.
Two cups.
You did a great job with those words. Those are kind of silly words, like the ones you make up, right? Don't pull on it so we'll be able to hear you. There you go. So we're all done with the yellow game. Go ahead and hit one of the buzzers.
You want me to play?
Which color do you want to hit? Which one? Have you hit this one?
I have. That was tails.
Oh, this was tails. This was
Amy.
Sonic. Who's that?
I don't know.
Anybody who's green?
I don't think so.
How about this one's Noah?
What? Me?
You can hit it for yourself. I have green pants on.
Oh, yeah. Let's just do it. Me.
You.
Yeah, me.
Wait, and we're going to play the green game.
Yes,
so that's
green.
Perfect. Okay. I want you to tell me everything you see in this picture.
I see your boy, a lion, a boat, fish, lily pads, and water, and plants. All right.
Anything else?
Flowers. Mm-hmm. I mentioned fish, and I mentioned that lion.
Where do you think they're going?
Through a swamp.
Oh.
A swamp, I think, at least. No, at least we've done the orange game, the blue game, and the purple game.
Mm-hmm. Good. What, would you get in a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
Because it's too noisy.
No, wait, a lion's too noisy?
No, I'm talking about how loud it can roar. Yeah.
Where would you go in a boat with Sonic?
I would.
Where would you guys go?
Well, probably somewhere very secure, like Eggman's base or something.
Okay.
You know me and Sonic. We have a good relationship.
Oh, yeah? You guys are best buds?
Not quite. I still haven't met him, though, but I've seen fan-made videos.
Okay.
Of Sonic. Yeah. Fighting a fan-made character.
Yeah. What's in the videos?
It's basically Sonic fighting Nozzo, which is a fan-made character. It's like a light blue version of Sonic, made from negative energy from the Chaos Emeralds.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it's how Sonic physics work.
Do you play video games with Sonic in it?
Sometimes, only on the PlayStation 5, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you just like to watch videos of him?
Well, they have, for Sonic 30th anniversary, they added Sonic to Minecraft. You can buy the actual template, and you can play as I. You have to unlock Shadow and Amy, too.
Really? On Minecraft?
Yes, it's all Minecraft. We textured it everything.
Oh,
they even added the rings and sound effects and stuff. They even added the enemies. Yeah, it's nice, huh?
What do you do with them on Minecraft?
Well, it's basic. You start out in adventure mode. It's basic. It's like all the other Sonic games, but, you know, in Minecraft and more blocky.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if your pet's a little blocky if you're in Minecraft.
Is Sonic's head blocky in Minecraft?
Kind of. Not everything blocky. His hair slanted.
Okay.
Not like blocky up. Blocky up. That'd be weird.
Do they have tails?
Only Tails has tails. There's two.
Oh.
You can hover and, well, turn into a ball. But Knuckles' power up is a little. Amy's power up is a little bit different. It's a hammer. A freaking hammer.
Oh. What do they like to build in Minecraft?
You don't really build anything. It's just about all, what all the regular Sonic games would be about.
Oh.
Collecting the Chaos Emeralds, becoming supersonic, and that's basically the end of Sonic Minecraft. I'm planning to get those emeralds in Sonic Minecraft if I ever get this, because this, I just never want to leave this place. It's so good. It's so peaceful here.
And Kosai?
Yes, I like this place.
You been having fun today?
Yeah. Sometimes I thought my eyes were tricking me.
Oh, why?
Because I just don't know. Alrighty, let's.
Alright,
anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
Nope. Alright, we'll go to the next one. What's going on in this one?
I see a boy imagining flying. Mm-hmm. There's toy car hidden under his bed. A bunch of pillows. A sock. A pillow on the floor. A goldfish bowl, some books, two drawers. With a towel sticking out. Then we have this picture of bubbles and stuff. Mm-hmm. Then we have the boy with a fancy hat and goggles. I wouldn't call that fancy if you were me. I mean, yeah.
What is he pretending to do?
Fly a plane.
What do you like to pretend?
To pretend to run as fast as Sonic.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
What I like to pretend most of the time. I even tried to convince Betsy to make a giant cardboard Sonic level for me to go through.
Oh yeah?
Scratch Studio, you can make almost all of that. It gives the option to put sound effects, movement, and all that other stuff. You can create your own characters, and it's all super simple and one singular game. I call it a mini game engine. It's like a game engine, but easier to use and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. What would your cardboard level look like?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, like any old Sonic level. Any old Sonic level. Mm-hmm. High jumps, enemies, yeah, you know. That'd be a lot of work.
It would?
Yeah. Because I work hard. I can lift a lot. I can lift logs.
I can lift logs
that I would never be able to lift younger.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty strong. Believe me.
If you could run anywhere, where would you run?
I'd run around a pond a couple times, zoom back, do it again the next day, and keep doing it over and over and over and over again.
Would you be tired?
Well, I have very quick rest sometimes, just if I could run anywhere that.
Yeah. Does your room look like his?
No. We don't even have a pet fish. We have a pet dog.
Really? Wait, tell me about your dog.
Her name's Minnie. We call her Minnie Moozle. She gets lost. She gets lost in the neighborhood sometimes, but she always comes back. Yeah, she's he's a dog. He's a good doggo.
Oh, yeah. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
There's the window with some trees out there, and that's basically.
Is the window open or closed?
Open.
Why do you think it's open?
Because I see part of it hanging out there, and then I see part of the window down there, so it's half open.
Oh. Do you think it's hot or cold outside?
I think it's cold.
Why?
Since it's usually very windy when you open a room filled with stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's just me.
Alrighty, we'll go to the next one. What do you see in this picture?
I see a girl, a science tablet, a light bulb, a giant octopus. Her hair. Two little mini test tubes, science bottles, DNA writings, experiment stuff, and, well, particle stuff there. And there's a book, a rat, two doors here, and there's a rat next to a trash can. That's basically all I see in this picture.
What do you think they're doing?
They're doing a science project, but the squid looks like he's destroying all those reindeers.
Oh no. Have you ever done a science project before?
Not really, but I have made white paint before. You know how you make oobleck water and cornstarch, right? You know the reaction to that?
What's the reaction with that?
It turns it into a non-Newtonian fluid, but if you overflow it with the water, it becomes white or gray, whatever paint.
Oh.
Yeah, if you overflow
it. So did you overflow it?
I didn't actually overflow, you just add more water than you usually would.
Okay.
Whoa, that thing's huge.
What is this? What's going on in this one?
There's a little girl picking up a giant beetroot.
Oh. What else is in here?
Let's see. A shell. A snail. Mm-hmm. More beetroots. A shovel. And a big giant onion. Another snail. And the leaves. The leaves and clouds. And the fence. And, you know, all that stuff.
Where is she?
She is on a farm.
On a farm? Yeah. What kind of animals are on a farm?
Let's see. Cows, chickens, sheep. Oh, pigs! That's all I can think of. Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you're on a farm?
You basically pick plants and harvest animal meat and, you know, stuff like that.
Wait, how do you pick plants?
Like she just pluck it out of the ground when it's ready.
Oh, have you ever planted something before?
We planted flowers in the garden in the front and backyard.
Wait, really? How do you do that? What'd you guys do?
We just bought some flowers from the store.
Okay.
We bought the flowers from the store. I think that's all I can really see in this picture.
For this one. All right, we're all done with this game. Go ahead and hit one of the buttons. Which one you want to do? What are you feeling? Sonic? Did you do this on purpose? It's the blue game. You hit the blue button. Do you like reading?
Yeah, but I'm not very good at it.
You want to at least try for me? We can try this first part.
I actually wrote a book once.
You wrote a book? So it should be easy. Do you want to sit down? And sit.
Cam and Uncle Mo were going to the water park. They rode a bus downtown. After they hopped off the bus, they were lost. Cam tried to stay calm. He could see the river in front of them, and he could... see the science center. Cosine on the other side of the river. He closed his eyes. Last year my class went to cosine. I could see them on the water park. But school has left. Cosine and I drove on the Rich Street Bridge. I'm across from cosine on Rich Street. Turn left, Cam told Uncle Mo. Are you sure? Said Uncle Mo. Cam nodded his head. Soon they could hear kids yelling. Can you smell the water? He started to run. Cam saw the water spray. He could not wait to get his hat to get wet. As he ran, he threw his towel on the grass and took off his hat and shirt. Wait, yelled Uncle Mo. You forgot to take off your shoes. Cam heard Uncle. But he couldn't stop. He didn't even care if his shoes got wet. My shoes can get a bath. Cam ran into the water park. Plus the low water. The water was coming up strong. Cam ran around the whole mist maker, like rain on his head. He ran around the whole park, tried not to bump into the little kid. She was squished and he laughed. He was proud. Grandpa's hands helped me every day. When I was little, Grandpa showed me how to make peanut butter sandwich. Now I can make lunch for both of us. Grandpa's hands help me every day. When I was little, Grandma taught me how to tie my shoes. Now I wear my shoes to go to school, play basketball, and run around in the playground. Grandpa's hands help me every day. Grandpa showed me how to shuffle and deal cards. He even helped me so I can learn how to do the shuffle, waterfall shuffle. I'm still practicing so I can be as good as Grandpa someday. But now I can play cards with my older brothers and sisters. Grandpa's hands help me every day. Grandpa is a wonderful musician. He taught me how to play the trumpet. I still have to learn how to blow. It can really be hard to. It took a lot of air. I'm still practicing so I can be as good as Grandpa someday. But now I can play the trumpet in the school band. Grandpa's hands help me every day. Grandpa is so very, very smart. And he helps me with my homework. Grandpa teaches me math so I can get good grades and go to college when I get older. I'm working so hard, as smart as Grandpa someday. For now, I have A's on my report card. Grandpa's hands help me every day. I see how much he's learned with his hands. I just realized I can be whatever I want to be. A work hard just like Grandpa, so I can help others too. This is just my reading skill. That's basic.
Oh, is this easy for you?
Sometime, but I get really tired while reading and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. If this is our last page, you're doing a great job.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Billy walked up in the front steps. He rang the doorbell. He waited. Is anyone home? He said. He hopped the door. Would the door open soon? He didn't like standing alone on the front steps. It was cold outside. I could feel his toes getting cold in his boots. Maybe I came on the wrong day, thought Billy. He said he would teach me how to play chess Tuesday after school. We had art today, so I know today is Tuesday. Billy was about to ring the bell again. We stopped and heard a footstep inside the house. The old man was walking toward the door. But sometimes it took him a while to answer the bell. Who's there? Said a gruff voice. Is that Mr. Billy Blackwood at my door? It took a long time to get here today. It took you so long. Did you stop to talk to all of your girlfriends? Teased Mr. Black. Open the door for Billy. Oh, Grandpa, did you know I don't have any girlfriends? I'm only 10 years old, laughed Billy. I didn't have to walk slowly through the sidewalks covered in ice. I didn't want to slip and fall. Billy stepped inside the house. Don't let your boots drip all over the hallway, Billy. Please, them off, son. Come to the kitchen. We can eat some warm cookies and I'll teach you how to play chess.
Nice job. You did a great job reading. Go ahead and hit one of these buzzers for me.
Let's do a randomizer this time.
Okay. Careful. So you said this one's Amy?
Yes.
Isn't she pink?
Yes, she is.
You got it again. Okay, for this game, I want you to tell me what they're doing and how you do it.
They're brushing their teeth.
How do you do that?
You put toothpaste on your toothbrush, then you rinse it in water, then brush, and then spit it out. That's how me and my family do it.
Mm-hmm. Where do you brush your teeth?
In the bathroom, where all our toothbrushes are stored. Mm-hmm. He's washing his hands. You put soap on your hands and rinse it off in the water, then dry it.
When do you wash your hands?
Right after you eat.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
He's tying his shoes. You tie your shoes. Here's a song that I know that bunny ears, bunny ears, playing by a tree. 1, 2, 3, is it about to get me? And then you cross it.
Whoa. Is that how you tie your shoes? The song?
I don't have shoes that I need to tie.
Oh, okay.
She's pouring cereal. You get the box out of the cabinet, pour it in a bowl, put some milk in it, grab a spoon and eat it. That's how my family does it. I never eat cereal without milk.
Oh, without milk? What's your favorite cereal to eat?
If I had to, Creeper cereal.
What's Creeper cereal?
It's Minecraft themed cereal.
Oh, are they shaped like little creepers?
No, they're shaped like little pixels of creepers though.
Oh, okay.
Creeper marshmallows.
Oh, there's marshmallows in it too?
Yeah, those are the creeper part.
Oh.
He's getting his coat on.
Oh. How do you get dressed in the morning?
Well, I usually don't get dressed when I wake up because I wake up super early. My mom and dad aren't even awake.
Oh, yeah? You're the first one up?
Yeah, I'm the first one up, and it's usually really dark when I get up.
What do you do then if nobody else is up?
I usually watch YouTube or play video games.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's my routine until I have to get dressed.
Yeah. And then what do you do?
I put on my shirt, my underwear, and my pants, my socks, because I know something outside is going to happen that day sometime soon. He's making a cupcake.
How do you make a cupcake?
First, you get the dough. Bake it. Put a wrapper around it, put frosting on it,
mm-hmm.
and then you eat it up.
Well, how do you like to decorate them?
I usually decorate them with frosting and sprinkles.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we do it. He is painting. You get out your paints, get the paintbrush. Get the cans of paint, get some paper, and paint, paint, paint.
What do you like to paint?
I usually try to paint and draw stories and stuff. I like writing stories.
What do you like writing stories about?
Mostly my coding camp that has ended in the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my coding camp. I'm working in progress on a book I made about it, and I need buckling a seatbelt.
Oh, yeah.
Get in the car.
Wait,
get in your seat.
Coding camp.
Huh? Hold on, I'm saying this real quick.
Alright, we'll do this one later. Okay.
Get in the car, sit in your seat, grab the buckle, pull it, put in the buckle slot, and then you're ready to go, go, go!
Why do we wear a seatbelt?
To keep us safe in case of an accident.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
She's having a tea party with her daddy. Tea party.
Do you have tea parties?
No. I never. I do other stuff.
Like what?
Like, well, I don't really know. I mean, I don't do well. I usually watch YouTube most of the days, mm-hmm. sometimes, and play games, and probably download Scratch Jr. on the tablet.
Oh.
Yeah. Under, it's him dressing up for Halloween. You go to the store, buy a costume, put it on, ready, go, ding, ding.
It's, do you like to dress up?
Sometimes. Only on special occasions when I feel like I want to.
What do you like to dress up as?
Sometimes astronaut, sometimes Adana. I mean, we watched videos about this place yesterday.
About
Kosai? They're, they're playing on the slide.
How do you go down the slide?
You climb up the ladder, go down, and slide, slide, slide.
What if there's two people there? Can you go at the same time?
No.
Why not?
Because you might bump into each other.
Oh, no. So what do you have to do if somebody else is there?
Well, they've got to wait until the other person on the slide gets down and off the slide, and then they go.
Oh, okay.
I'm good at this stuff. He is playing soccer. I used to play soccer.
Mm-hmm. You used to play soccer?
Yeah, I used to play soccer.
Wait, well, how do you play soccer? What did you do when you're on the team?
Well, I usually go there in the morning. I go there in the mornings, like my coding camp. It lasts for more than 3 hours, which my coding camp days lasted.
Oh, yeah? Wait, okay, so what did you do at coding camp?
Well, it was basically knowing how to use Scratch Jr. and stuff like that. And how to make games in Scratch Jr. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can actually make games.
What games did you make?
We made a game called Space Jam and other stuff. A bunch of other stuff. I haven't seen the movie Space Jam, though.
Okay.
I know that movie exists.
Mm-hmm.
But I seriously haven't watched it.
It's an old one, but I think they're making a new one, too.
Mm-hmm. I've watched Luca, though. That's one of my favorite movies, actually. Okay.
You like that one?
Yeah, so let me... So you get up in the morning, get dressed, and go to soccer, wait till the game starts, and then kick your way to victory.
You do?
That's how I do it. I just run around looking for chances and then swipe right at it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was a piece of cake for running that fast.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of running.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get tired?
Sometimes, but only in the practices, though.
Oh.
But in the games, I was pretty active.
Do you think Sonic
would play
soccer?
Yeah, because we're the same speed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would he be a good player at soccer?
Heck yeah. That's only my guesses. I don't really know.
What are they doing?
You're playing blacks. You will go in, grab the blacks, empty them out, and play.
What do you like to build with blocks?
top. You know, I like to build with Legos.
Okay, what do you build with Legos?
Well, I usually try to make it Sonic themed. I made a Sonic plane once, but my little brother destroyed that one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was blue, white, just like Sonic. Worked so hard on that. But that's past. No need to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Move it. They're playing on the swing. You get on the swing till somebody push you in. And swing your way to space.
Do you like being the one on the swing or the one pushing?
I sometimes do that and sometimes do this. I don't know. When mommy's away, she asks me to push my little brother while she's out. They're sharing candy.
Do you share candy with your siblings?
Sometimes.
Do you share with your friends?
Heck yeah, I love making friends.
Oh yeah? What kind of stuff do you share with your friends?
Basically stuff we wanna keep, not me. I mean, if it's me and my friend, it's my friend's decision.
Oh, okay.
Since I never wanna be the boss of my own friend, that's specifically what I was trying to aim for there.
Alright, here's our last one.
Okay. Here. He is waiting. He'd be waiting for his food to cook, or I don't know.
Have you ever waited for a long time before?
No, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah? What have you waited for?
I've waited on long car drives like the one here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bad at waiting sometimes.
How do you feel when you have to wait?
I usually, when I get a little tired from waiting too long, I get a little grumpy. My voice sounds a little grumpy, but actually I'm not actually grumpy. It's just how my voice is after I wake up from a long nap or something. I usually nap in long car drives to make time go on faster.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yes, I am.
Alrighty, this is our last one. You're all done. You can hit every single buzzer if you want. You want to hit them all? Okay.